Good morning. Matthew 6, 19 to 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. We can't take any of our earthly possessions into heaven with us. Our house, our car, our bank account. We can't even take our earthly bodies with us. Philippians 3, 20 to 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies, so that they will be like his glorious body. So what does it mean to store up treasures in heaven? How many of us have a memory box or a treasure box where we keep mementos of events in our lives, special birthday or anniversary cards, diplomas or certificates, information on significant events? God has a memory box for each and every one of us. When we get to heaven, Jesus will sit with us and review our memory box. This is not about judgment. It's about Jesus and us enjoying looking back over our relationship. From the first day we met him on earth through to the day we came face to face in heaven. When the box is opened, we will be overcome with the fragrance and presence of the love of God that has been with us ever since we came to him. This first thing Jesus lifts out of the box is us. We are his treasured gift to his Father. This is the whole basis for our relationship, his treasured gift to his Father. Then come all the good times, when we danced with joy at his presence in our lives, all the high points, when we shared laughter and tears of joy, because we were certain of his presence and input in our lives. Of course, there were low points when we felt alone and unsure of his presence. Jesus shows us how close he was, the times he stood between us and the storm, the times we weren't even aware there was a storm. He shows us when he took us by the hand and strengthened us through the darkness of difficult times. He shows us the times when there was only one set of footprints because he was carrying us, safe in his arms. He will show us fields of golden wheat, wafting gently in the breeze, as far as I can see. He will show us orchards of fruit trees, laden with fruit. He will show us all the harvests that have come from these fields and orchards, harvests that have also produced seeds, all from the seeds we had sown. He will show us our seeds that fell on stony ground or fell amongst weeds. He shows us them being watered and nourished by other people, flourishing and becoming fruitful. He shows the seeds of other people had sown that fell on stony ground or among weeds that we watered and tended, that also grew and produced fruit. He will show us every harvest that was reaped from what we had sown. He will show us all the hearts that sheltered under the branches in the orchards and turned to him. He will show us the times we ministered to someone in need, the times we visited someone in prison. Prison doesn't mean a prison cell. It could be someone isolated or lonely with no one to care for them, especially during the current COVID epidemic. The times we gave someone thirsty a drink. We carried the living water of Christ wherever we go. Refreshment that means they will never thirst again. The times we fed his sheep, we carried the bread of life within us. Bread that means they won't hunger again. The times we clothed someone who was cold, we carried the presence of Christ that can clothe in forgiveness, acceptance, compassion, and love. The times we led someone who was lost into the light of his glory. All these things we do are second nature because of us in Christ and Christ in us. We don't have to think about it. It comes as natural as breathing or our heart beating. We sing a song that goes, even when you don't see it, I'm working. Even when you don't feel it, I'm working. It will show us the times when even though we didn't see it or feel it, he was working through us. He will show us all the times he was able to work in someone's life because we interacted with them. This could be as simple as a smile or a friendly hello, praying with them or sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. The times we showed his way, the times we shared his truth, the times we allowed his light to shine. This is what we carry. This is what we have to share with everyone we meet. This is what we are storing up in heaven. A recent Lion Bites passage said this. Now consider this. You are my masterpiece. I've knitted together the threads of your skin with the fibres of your destiny, and I call you beautiful. I'm weaving the story of your life into a rich tapestry for all to see. I'm picking up the broken pieces and placing them carefully into a colourful mosaic to display my glory. Don't you think Jesus would want to show us how this panned out? To see how rich a tapestry or mosaic we became because of his presence in our lives? This isn't about judgment. Yes, we will be judged. But surely this will be in love and compassion. How can we tell the parable of the prodigal son without seeing his father's reaction when he saw him returning home, running to meet his son, clothing him in a robe and ordering a celebration? Isn't that how we are going to be greeted in heaven? Our Father wishing to greet us, clothe us and causing a celebration. How many of us as children, when we have misbehaved, being told, just you wait till your father gets home? How can we tell people they have a loving heavenly father if this is how we see him? Jesus died on the cross so that all our sins and transgressions were dealt with, forgiven and forgotten. Nor is it about us beating ourselves up over whether we have stored something in heaven today. We aren't necessarily aware of all the things we do in the name of Christ, but Jesus knows. These are things he takes us through in our memory box. Christ in us and us in Christ. Doesn't that mean that all we do in his name? No striving, no struggling, no treadmill. Just being what we became with Jesus in our lives. Isn't that an amazing thought? The Son of God is going to sit with us and walk us through our life and relationship with him. We will be amazed and blown away by what is in God's memory box when we get to heaven. Amen.